Auckland's Radio.
And I've got with me this afternoon, I've got David Heifer, OBE, chairman of Surrey Youth Focus Charity based in Guildford, ex-High Sheriff and also Deputy Lieutenant. David, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, Danny. Very nice to be here today.
David, tell me a little bit about Surrey Youth Focus.
Well, Surrey Youth Focus has been going for about 20 years, and it was initially called Surrey Council for Voluntary Youth Services, which was just an awful mouthful, but there is a national organisation called the National Council for Voluntary Youth Services, but we decided to shorten the name. So each county has one, and we're the voice of young people in Surrey, especially for young people's voluntary organisations in Surrey. And my president is Lord Baden-Powell, the grandson of the founder of the Scout movement. So that's a nice name to drop in conversations. He lives in Surrey. He lives in Albury. So we're very lucky to have him as our president. We have some 90 members, which obviously includes the Scouts and the Guides, the YMCAs, some other quite big organisations like Surrey Care Trust and Life Train, but some quite small organisations like The Studio, which is a charity that works with ADHD youngsters. And it's really quite inspirational. It's led by a lady called Nancy Wilson, who says to these young people who are a bit hyper,
yes,
they say, "You've got a Ferrari engine. There's nothing to be worried about. You just rev up like,
yes,
a Ferrari. That's good, you see."
Yeah.
But you can channel those feelings.
Put it to good use.
Yes.
Do great things.
So there are lots of organisations, White Lodge for disability challenges and so on as well. So we have nearly 90 members. We work with somewhere approaching 70% of the young people in the county. There's something like 250,000 young people of the total population of 1.1 million.
That's a large number of people. So when you say you work with them, you work with them by supporting these organisations?
Exactly, yes. Our members work with them.
Because I know, as you say, you've got a very strong connection with the Scouts and the Girl Guides. And there are apparently there's a big waiting list in Surrey, is that right?
Oh, indeed. The Scouts and Guides together have a waiting list of nearly 3,000 young people who want to join. These days, Scouts and Guides is a modern organisation that does some really interesting things for people. Don't think, you know, if you've been a Scout as I have, don't think of the Scouts of 60 years ago, think of IT, think of exciting things to do, orienteering.
Filmmaking maybe
things like
as
that.
Well, did they?
Yeah.
Filmmaking, photography?
Yes, yes. Young people
canoeing.
Love media, and so...
Yes. Well, it's part of their lives, isn't
yes,
it, now?
Yes,
so.
Yeah. So if we had more volunteers, those youngsters that are on the waiting list, we need one volunteer for every 12 young people. That's the ratio.
Gosh, that's quite a number of volunteers.
Yeah.
And what do you look for in a volunteer? What's the criteria? And do they have to have any special qualifications, or do they need to get CRB checked? Or,
well, yes, in this day and age, they have to be CRB checked, and that is for the safety of the young people,
of course,
and of the organisations they're working with. We've had plenty of examples of some really bad cases, and so... the parents would want to make sure that all of the volunteers...
And can they get CRB checked through your organisation?
Oh, yes.
They can.
Yeah.
And so what sort of thing do you look for in a volunteer for these young people?
Well, a keenness to work with young people, obviously. An interest in a variety of different sorts of activities, from cooking, home economics, to orienteering, walking... to rock climbing, anything like that. We sometimes have people say, "I'm a rock climber, can you use me?" Well, yes, we can. There are plenty of organisations that would like to have someone with those sorts of skills, specialisations to help the youngsters, because, you know, they want to do that sort of thing.
Yes, of course.
And we are trying to make it as easy as possible for people to volunteer. They could be quite young, they could be older, they could have children of their own. But For example, we've got a website called doyouthwork.com. Simple, just all one word, doyouthwork.com. And that will link you into some opportunities for volunteering. Some of them are also career opportunities for working with young people.
Well, I think also a good thing about volunteering that people don't always realise is that it's a really good way of getting work experience, isn't it? So it kind of helps towards your CV if you're wanting to do things in the job market as well, as well as helping great organisations and young people.
Indeed it is. And not just for young people's organisations. For example, these days where we've got some very bright people that have got law degrees and are qualified as solicitors, but solicitors aren't hiring in the way they did. They're working as advisors for the Citizens Advice Bureau. Now, that's going to look very good on their CV.
Yes,
because they're actually putting into practice the kind of knowledge they've got, and they're keeping it up to date. Everyone gets training. You don't have to be a qualified solicitor to work for the CAB. You get very good training, and you work, say, one day or 1.5 days a week. They won't let you do more. And you're dealing with all of the problems that are very acute these days with debt, employment, benefits,
sadly,
marriage.
Major issues, yes.
Yes.
Coming up. Tell me a little bit about yourself, because I know you're sort of a little bit shy maybe of admitting this, but you do lots of great work with a number of charities as well as being chairman of Surrey Youth Focus. And I know for a fact that that's why you got your OBE fairly recently. So tell me a little bit about what took you into working into the charity sector. And
well, you're right, Danny. I am shy about talking about myself, but you're also right about the reasons for my getting an OBE. My citation said services to charity, but there were a number of charities that supported my nomination for an honour, and they included Surrey Youth Focus, the Queen Elizabeth Foundation, of which I'm a trustee, and a charity in the East End of London called Community Links, and also the Surrey branch of the Royal British Legion. So those are some of the other organisations I'm involved with. Oh, I've left one out, Transform Housing and Support, that provides just that, housing and support for some of the most vulnerable people in Surrey.
Right.
And I was chairman of that when I became High Sheriff of Surrey. Some of the charities I'm involved with came about as a result of my being High Sheriff of Surrey, which you mentioned, Danny. I saw so many charities during my year. It's a one-year term.
I can imagine, yes.
That when I'd finished my year, people said to me, would I join them as a trustee? Would I help them? And because they were so impressive, I just couldn't say no to them. So
I'm right in saying, aren't I? At one time, you were working with 13 charities all at one time.
That's right, yeah. I've had to cut down a bit because I kind of overdid it.
Absolutely. It's very difficult, isn't it? If you're a person that really wants to help make a difference, you just want to help everybody, and it's really quite hard to say no. So.
Yes. I mean, I don't have the skills to actually hands-on help people. I have to leave that to the experts that are good at working with children, working with people with disabilities, learning disabilities, as well as physical and so on. But what I can do, because of my background, is I can be a trustee. I can support
them.
What
is your background? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I went to Brooklands College, and just down the road. Left in 1958. Without any GCEs, GCSEs as they were called in those days, but I was lucky enough to get a job in the City of London, with a stockbroking firm, so as a trainee, and then I did become a stockbroker,
proper qualifications, you became a stockbroker?
Yeah, back in those days, it was about
amazing.
Who you knew
right.
rather than what you knew.
Yes.
And my cousin worked for this firm, and they found him satisfactory, and they took a chance that I would be satisfactory. Nowadays, it's more about what you know, and you need to be qualified, an economist, an accountant, could be a chemist or an expert in one of the fields where companies operate, so that you can comment on them and how well they're doing and so on. You know, if you're a chemist, you'll be very good at analysing pharmaceutical companies, for example.
Yes.
So now it's turned round. But I was lucky, and I had 24 years as a stockbroker before I got approached by one of the clients I looked after to become an investment director, and I spent 16 years as an investment director. So a total of 40 years in the investment business.
So that's really given you the tools to help charities on that side of things.
Yes, and inevitably, particularly on the financial side. And so I try and help the charities who've got reserves to only invest those reserves in sound banks, deposits of in sound banks and so on. And so far, touch wood, none of the ones I've been involved with have lost any money in some of the problems that they've been.
Good. Well, I know lots of charities all over the country are finding it extra hard at the moment in the financial times that we're in. So just tell me a little bit more on the volunteering side. If people want to get involved with volunteering for Surrey Youth Focus, where do they find out a bit more about that? Do you have an email address?
Yes. You can get it either by doyouthwork.com. There's a link to Surrey Youth Focus there. Or you can go directly to us, which is surreyyouthfocus.org.uk.
That's lovely. Okay, very easy to find.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, David. Thank you so much for coming in and spending a little bit of time talking to us about Surrey Youth Focus and your background and volunteering for the organisation. People, you heard it here. More volunteers required, please. And that was David Heifer, OBE, Chairman of Surrey Youth Focus. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you, Danny. Radio.